We are three friends who are talking and learning from interesting people working in various industries, sharing their stories and journey so far. These are your hosts, Hiloni Punadar,
Atit Kothari,
and Tapan Desai.
And this is What The Hack. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on any episodes. Hi guys, today is a special festive episode. Firstly, wish you all a very happy Diwali from all three of us. And our normal podcast guest episodes will continue as always from next week. This is just a little something special for all you guys.
Hey, happy Diwali, everyone.
Happy Diwali, Hiloni. Happy Diwali, Tapan.
Happy Diwali.
What's going on?
Hiloni, how's your Diwali going? First Diwali abroad. How are you feeling?
Oh my God. It's still just the start of the festival. So I'm yet not missing home that much. But for me, Diwali has been very different for like last 20 years. As a kid growing up, I used to go to like temple and we used to have like visits to everybody's house. And the best part of it was you used to get like gifts and you used to get money and you used to get chocolates and a lot of food to eat. But since last 20 years, like my family has this tradition where we actually go on a trip every year. So the whole family, like either it would be 20 of us, 40 of us, and we would actually go for like a trip somewhere and the whole family would chill together, stay together. And apparently this year with quarantine, that's not happening. So I don't have that much of a FOMO.
Yeah, you're not missing out on anything. Fair. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
I have never taken a trip during Diwali. Like, are the tourist destinations empty or there are more people there?
Oh, it's weird. So like some of the places that we went to, we generally do like tours in India. And some places where we went, they were like pretty full and a lot of tourists. But apart from Mumbai, it's very strange. Most cities don't have anything functional during Diwali days.
Yeah.
So like everything is shut. Like there were one of the places, I think Delhi we went, and during the day of Diwali, we didn't get any food because all the restaurants were shut. Like the one place that was open was the Subway. And we were like, what is this? So that was shocking to us because being in Mumbai, we have always taken that privilege that kabhi bhi khana kahi pe bhi mil jayega.
You said Subway, so that reminded me. So we went to Chicago during Thanksgiving break and we just landed on Thanksgiving Day. And then we were like, we'll have Chicago deep dish, we'll enjoy this, that. Everything was shut and like Chicago, like there was nothing that was open. Yeah. So we ended up going to Subway and we had a sandwich there. Yeah, but that reminded me of that. Yeah, for me, Diwali is interesting. I've spent it in US for the past 5 years, and then last year I was able to spend it in India. And like in India, my family has a tradition, we go to Srinathji in Rajasthan. So every year we go there and it's like 4 days, like entire Srinathji, the whole city is packed. So that's fun. But in US, it was very interesting, right? Like when you go there from India, the only family that you have in US are your friends. So every Diwali, it would be like a potluck kind of a thing. Yeah. So everyone
that's
gets...
what I'm doing this year.
Oh, you are doing, yeah. So it's a tradition. Like your friends, you cook something. And I was a Pepsi guy. So I usually got Pepsi or Coke or something like that, because that was the only thing. Or else I'll just go to a shop and buy sweets or something like that. So that was, that's what we did. But that was fun as well. Like, getting food from outside or like having others cook and eat together. So that was Diwali.
Yeah. Like we had a tradition, like we used to go, I think it was the first day of Diwali, Dhanteras, right? We would go to the office, my dad's office, and everyone, like all my family, you know, like my cousins and everyone would, we'll have like a small puja. And after that we'll go out, we would have booked like a hall or something. Of a restaurant, and then we would just hang out there, eat. Like that was one day where everyone, you know, all of us from different Borivali and Malad, and everyone would be there, right, on that one day. So yeah, definitely, I think that's not happening this year. And I have missed that, like for you know, past 3-4 years since I've been in the US. So that's the tradition that I miss. But yeah, I think this Diwali has been interesting for, you know, all of us, everyone quarantined. But in US, it's the same. Like you meet at some friend's place and we dress up. That is like one day you get to dress in Indian traditional clothes without anyone staring at you. I mean, people still stare, but I think now it's much more, you know, common. Like people know, okay, yeah, it's Diwali. So,
yeah, I think the puja thing, yeah, that's something that we also do. In fact, this year, my dad has made sure he's done it in both our offices as well. So
I saw the video on Instagram.
Yeah. I was missing it. I was like, it's such a nice feeling. I don't know what difference does it make, but the kind of positivity that even that lighting that one diya brings to like the whole office, it's just different. It's a different vibe. I don't know. It's more mental or something that we've been like bought up with over years and kind of ingrained that, okay, it brings out positivity, but it just feels good. I mean, just doing that in our house also sometimes makes it so special.
Yeah. I don't remember the last time I actually lit a diya, but, and I get anxious actually, even candles and the fire is in a house. I get very, very anxious.
In US it feels weird because of wooden houses and wood everywhere. Yeah,
and also carpets, right? Like it's so quick. It's very dangerous, I feel.
Yeah.
Also, today, I mean, I was seeing this video of Abhi and Niyu, and it was such a fun fact that apparently diyas were mosquito repellents.
Yeah, I saw that video. I don't know. Like, I don't have mixed opinion about that video. But what was it? What?
No, I'm just saying that is such a weird fact. Like, you have come up with, like, the whole holiness and, like, the whole thing around it. And then you suddenly realize, okay, this is why people used to do it back then.
Yeah, no, if you go one level above, like even more abstracted, it's about light over darkness, right? It's that story. So right now, like during the end of year, right? Like around this time, everywhere the days are shorter and the nights get longer. And like when you light a diya, it's like in the face of darkness, we still have hope, right? Even though it is so dark, it gets dark and it gets cold. Mm. You still have that. And yeah, it sure acted as a mosquito repellent for sure. But I think it was more symbolic. And I think Halloween is also something similar only, right? During this harvest time, you're done. You're not going to go to, you know, farm anymore because it's getting cold. Very few crops will grow. So you do one last celebration end of season. And you dress up, you embrace your fears, right? That's why you dress up as different scary monsters. So yeah, it's definitely, I think that's where I look at it from, like one level higher abstraction rather than actually following the tradition. It's more symbolic for me.
That's interesting. Yeah, I haven't lit a diya in my house in a long time. I was planning to buy lights here, but it was too late for me, so it couldn't have been delivered by then. But last year when I was in India, it was a great change. Like I had forgotten what Diwali feels like. And then when you're back in India, you see all of those, like the festive mood, it's like in the air. And I've never celebrated Diwali in a city. Like I've never celebrated in Mumbai. We always go to my native place or Srinagar. So it's always has been in a small town. So I don't know what it felt like, but like when I saw everything, it was like just amazing. I loved it.
Whole city is lit and so many people and oh my God, the food. I think that's one thing I miss. I'm already getting those WhatsApp forwards and all these screenshots. Everybody's taking pictures and the dinner and the food and all that snacks that moms make and all the sweets that they make.
Yeah. Did you guys start your own tradition now that you've like married and so you
went
to
prayer? Yeah, we were discussing it today and we were like, what would be our Diwali tradition and what are some things that both of us have common values for and how can we make our own Diwali? Like Jains have a very different Diwali in some, like we don't lit crackers and Prerak used to love that growing up and he's very, very fond of that. But yeah, I mean, then there are different ways we do puja. So we are just coming to like a middle ground. But it's fun. It's fun to set your own traditions and how you are going to carry it forward.
No, that's fair. And you, Atit, you're doing anything different, new?
Not really. But now that you've talked about it,
Think of doing something. Fair. Yeah, my plan is to order Indian food and sleep the entire day tomorrow. That's my plan. Yeah, that single life in lockdown.
We should do a virtual potluck.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. But I'll bring Pepsi. Cool. But that was it for this episode. We'll continue the episode and the podcast starting next week and like the regular what we had episodes, but we wanted to do something special and wish everyone a very happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali, guys. Have a great one. Have a safe one and enjoy with all your closed ones. Wear your masks wherever you go just to be safe. And yeah, eat a lot of food and meet a lot of people you love. Happy Diwali.
Okay, bye.